Welcome back into Blackhawks Live, 720 WGN. We're sitting with Alex Vlasic, young defenseman of the Chicago Blackhawks, and a hometown kid from Wilmette. And Alex, what's it been like to, you know, be back here at home, kind of live that home life, but also be an NHL player at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's kind of weird just being able to, you know, live on my dream playing the NHL, but at the same time just still kind of have my roots as a kid, like going home on off days and stuff. It's pretty unique, and it's something special that I definitely don't take for granted. So yeah, I mean, like I said, dream come true, and it's just a surreal thing to happen.
I remember you saying earlier, maybe it was the last time you were at the United Center before you came here to actually play. You came as a Sharks fan because your cousin was obviously on the team and you were getting booed. So what's that transition like to be booed at the United Center and then to be cheered at the United Center?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I was a big fan of my cousin growing up, and, you know, he kind of honestly instilled a lot of our dreams to play in the NHL, to play like professional hockey, is like me and my sister and my brother. And so to be able to finally kind of play against him, and you know, that was always a goal of mine, to be able to play in the NHL and play against him. So yeah, it was just crazy. It hasn't really sunk in yet. I think it kind of did for my family, just being up in the stands and seeing it from there. It's a little different, but for me, I'm just really kind of focused on hockey and like playing well.
How has this transition been for you? It seems like you're pretty much on an incline of growth and talent and, you know, getting more experience. How have you been feeling out there?
Yeah, I feel really good. I'm starting to feel way more confident with the puck. You know, first couple of games, super nervous, kind of always just looking down at the other team's bench, looking at their players and wondering, like, what I'm going to do to defend, you know, because every team has, like, a top player in the NHL, so it's pretty crazy to play against like the best players in the world. But now it's just kind of not necessarily worrying about like the atmosphere or the other team, just focusing on what I do best and kind of trusting my instincts. Like, that's kind of what a lot of people, like players and coaches, had told me first coming in, like, just play your game, like, trust, like, believe in yourself. And none of that really kind of registered with me right away, and now it's kind of like everything takes a while to adapt, and like you got to adapt to the speed and like the strength and like the IQ of every player. But once you do, it's just kind of like do the thing that got you here in the first place.
It just seems like with you, Lucas Reichel, Reese Johnson, Alec Regula, everyone's understanding of what the front office is doing. It seems like there's a lot of transparency with Kyle Davidson and you guys, Derek King and you guys, you know, whether it's going down to Rockford or not playing that much. But it just seems like you guys are on board with that. And you trust how they feel your development should go. Do you get that sense? And has that helped your confidence?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've obviously been in the industry for quite a long time, and it's a very successful organization, one of the most successful in the NHL. So, yeah, just having trust, having belief in, you know, the coaching staff or whoever it is up top, like Kyle and people like that, just believing that, you know, what they're doing for us is right, what they think like is best for our development, and just kind of trusting in that system. Yeah, it's definitely pretty like easy to see that they understand like what we need to do.
Yeah, I mean, because anyone in your position or the other young guys that I mentioned, it could be, you know, no, I want to play. I'm here. I want to play. I want to show what I can do. But, I mean, does that surprise you how kind of easily you and those other guys have been taking that whole situation?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, it's coming from college, you know, being a top guy on my team, kind of playing like a big role, having a letter, being a big, you know, part of that team, and then coming here, you're put in a different, like, totally different scenario where, you know, you're not necessarily that big, like, big part of the team right away. You kind of have to earn your spot, earn your role, and it's all just kind of about, like, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, so you kind of have to understand that and understand that, like, what's best for the team comes first. But, you know, I think it's just a privilege to be here, and, like, whenever things aren't going your way or whenever you're not playing, like, it's, you just got to remind yourself you're still in the NHL, and it's just, like, a dream come true no matter what.
What has been some of the coolest things about that dream coming true and being in the NHL?
I mean, I don't know. I think just playing, you know, obviously playing with, like, Kane, like, Taze, Jones, like, all those players, it's super, like, it's just weird almost because it doesn't feel real. But yeah. I think, honestly, just playing against, like, some of the other players in the league, playing against, like, playing in some of the rinks of other teams. Like, we went to Nashville, like Vegas. I didn't play the Vegas game, but just the atmosphere and all these like NHL barns, it's like, it's crazy. It's unlike anything I've ever seen or experienced, like in college or anything like that. Like, Minnesota was crazy. But yeah, it's just like, I think that's the coolest part is just how different everything is and how like intense it is to play against like these unreal players.
Derek King has mentioned how you can benefit from, you know, going on those trips, even if you're not playing in those games. What have you benefited from those situations?
I think, you know, morning or skates and stuff when teams, like, if you're not playing, if you're a scratch, like, you'll skate before the game, like, earlier in the day, or, like, if you have a day where the team's not practicing, a lot of times, like, you'll practice if you're on the road, if you're a healthy scratch. And honestly, just those, like, experiences skating with our skills coach, like, Brian Keane, and when I was in California, like, that trip, when we went to Vegas as well, Tyler Johnson was still coming back from an injury, and I was able to skate with him and just learn so much from him, because that's kind of like the first week or 2 weeks, like when I was here, where things were just like adapting for me still. I wasn't really used to the speed of the play and like how smart everyone was, and he was like helping me kind of break down certain plays and like what, like, because he had been on Tampa Bay, obviously, like what Hedman had done, and like kind of learning from, it's just like unreal, like being able to learn from so many players that have like had so much success, and being able to like translate that into your game.
Talking with Alex Vlasic here on Blackhawks Live 720 WGN. Can you be a little specific in some of the better advice you've gotten from, whether it's Seth Jones or Jonathan Toews or anyone else on the team, something that's really stuck with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think Riley Stillman, like, he would always kind of talk to me and just say, like, I forget exactly what the quote was. It was like, you don't have, or you have more time than you think, but not as much as you want. And I feel like that definitely stuck with me. Like, right when you get here, like, you're just worried, like, as soon as you touch the puck, somebody's going to be right on you. And a lot of times it is like that, but, like, you definitely do, like, you don't have to necessarily get rid of the puck right away, I find. Like, that's, like, the first couple of games, just so nervous, like, firing the puck right off my stick. Like, not really trying to make, like, a smart play with it. But I think now it's more like, yeah, like, you do realize you have more time with it, but, like, as soon as you kind of try to, like, mess around with it a little bit, guys are on you.
And that's funny, because I feel like Derek King, one of the first things he said about your game was how crisp your passing is as a defenseman. And I feel like that just makes you want to pass the puck a little bit more, too. So, I mean, that's got to feel good. That's got to help your confidence a lot to get that information and be able to use it so quickly.
Yeah, I think, like, being able to use that to my advantage. Like, obviously, I think I'm a pretty good skater for my size, but I'm not going to be a defenseman that's necessarily skating the puck every time I get it. So being able to kind of get the puck, you know, like, analyze my options and make a good first pass is what, you know, it's going to keep me here and hopefully keep me for a couple more years. But yeah, I think like a hard first pass is something that I pride myself in and will look to do a little bit more in my future.
Illinois and the Chicagoland area is a decent hockey area, but it's not the biggest. What about Illinois hockey, or just growing up here and playing the game, do you think allowed help your career the most, and how can it even evolve even more?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good youth hockey programs around here. Started off at the Wilmette Braves, like my hometown team. My dad was actually my coach. We like to joke around and say we had a dynasty team, because we won like all the tournaments we could have won in our might year, like Silver Stick State, like our league and everything. So it was pretty, that was a pretty fun year. I still remember that, and all the guys like that were on that team with were texting me when I signed and like playing my first games. Like, they keep coming to the games and stuff, so it's pretty funny like that. But yeah, I mean, in Mission, Chicago Young Americans, I played on those two teams. You know, over at the Mission, we had a good team, really good coaching staff, and they definitely helped me you know, take my game to the next level. But I think honestly my sister was a huge role in that as well. Just, she plays in the NWHL for the Connecticut Whale, and she was always a big role model for me, you know, dragging me outside to do sprints or something, or always making sure that I was staying on my toes with, like, workouts and stuff. So she's been a big role in all that, and definitely couldn't be where I am without her.
Your sister's older. What's her name?
Yeah, Emma Vlasic. She's 25.
Very cool. Yeah. Did you get peer pressure to play any other sports? I mean, have you always been this big, or did you have a growth spurt? Or
I did play soccer growing up, just kind of because I think everybody pretty much did, where where I was like from, like you just play soccer till you're a little bit, like you're 8 or 9 or whatever, and then you decide if you want to keep going. But I stopped. I switched to baseball. I liked baseball quite a bit. Switched between like first base, pitcher, but never really was a good hitter at all. Too big of a strike zone. Wasn't coordinated enough for that. But no, like I definitely wanted to play basketball, but it was always kind of the same season as hockey. So I never really got a chance to do that, but I did love playing like at recess or whatever in gym and like just in our driveway all the time. So definitely wish I kind of looked into that, but I'm obviously happy where I am right now, so can't really complain.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're in a pretty good spot right now. That's Alex Vlasic. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time with us, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up next, 720 WGN.